How's it going, guys? It's Gian here with Evelyn, and today we want to talk about radical truth. What does it mean to be truthful? And Evelyn, what does truth mean to you?
To me, in specific, radical truth, I think that it means that somebody has the ability to speak their honesty, no matter what the consequences may be. It's to some extent being rooted in the truth and having certain values that allow you to back up that truth and not being afraid to voice it.
Right, that's very true. For me, I would say that the name of the podcast and our story is Undisputed Principles, which I believe principles are truths, and that's essentially what we look for in this lifetime. I believe that something that is true, it means that it is universally true, meaning that if it's true here, it'll be true in South America, it'll be true in Europe, essentially a law. So that's what we seek. And we aim as well to be radically truthful, which is now something that can cause a lot of trouble. It actually, we practice it with each other, but it has a lot of hiccups. A lot of people don't take in truth, radical truth for that matter, well, to the point that we rather not be truthful with each other in order to not hurt someone's feelings. What do you think about that, Evelyn?
Yeah, I think that it's such an interesting situation, because you would think that people would want the truth, right? It's like, I would want him to be honest with me, and that you know, creates a greater bond, et cetera, et cetera. Or whomever, like, even being honest, like, with our parents, right? Like, about how we feel about certain things, and being put in a place where, like, how dare you tell me that? You know, even though it's, like, it's my truth. Like, I believe that, or I feel that. And I think that we don't live in a society that is okay with people expressing their thoughts about certain things without them being canceled, without them being, like, judged, without them being criticized. And I think that that's a situation that I am baffled by, I think, at this stage in my life, especially because transparency builds bonds. I feel like transparency makes you trust people, right? Like, if you're honest with me, chances are I'm gonna trust you. Chances are we're gonna have a better relationship. Chances are we're gonna evolve and learn and be open to things, as opposed to me completely shutting down any sort of truth and only sticking to my guns and being like, no, only what I believe is right. And, like, who cares what you believe, or who cares what she believes? It's, I think that the more transparent you are, the more open you are to others being transparent as well. And I think that that creates this ever evolving, flowing kind of situation that is deeply rooted in love, in my opinion, but
yeah, no.
People could possibly be like, no, about that.
I think that one big thing about that is that being truthful, if I share my truth with people, again, we can potentially offend people, right? So there's also ways to do it. You can have tact, right? We call this tact, meaning
you have tact.
Tastefully and tactfully deliver the truth, right? We often have other factors such as peer pressure. If everybody at the table, whether it be at work or in personal life, getting dinner somewhere or something like that, where everybody's choosing something in the menu, and say you don't want to be the oddball, right? That's where you have to have your own hierarchy of values. We put truth at the top, right? But with each other, whether it hurts, and it does, but the good outcome is that we're going to improve. We're aware of it. We're going to evolve from it. Sometimes we don't want to be the oddball, so we'll say, yeah, let's just do that, or at work. Or imagine how many, I always talk about this, how many movies are out here that have been released, whether it be music or even clothing as well, and it looks like garbage. And it's like, how did everybody in this team agree to do it? And that's because there's a lot of yes men people, however it be in plural version, that rather not rock the boat, and they rather just not say anything. But also, again, you don't have to be a contrarian and just be like, I don't agree with this,
or it's garbage.
You can have tact, and that's a skill. We try to always deliver the truth to each other in a digestible, tasteful way that is more like it's true and it's going to hit no matter what. It's going to hit. But it hits, at least we can diminish the amount of this knee-jerk reaction to, like, hearing the truth. And as a result, we both improve, whether it be in business as well, at work. We want to promote radical truth and transparency, meaning who we are right here in front of you. We're going to be off camera. We're going to be with our family, with a different group of friends. You know, there's always some people that like to act.
When we are alone.
When we're alone, exactly. That's integrity, keeping everything. You know, we like to keep everything. What we think, say, and do are all congruent, which results in integrity. It is difficult, but I think it's a lot. It's respected at the end of the day when you 100%. Can be the oddball at the table or in business. Say, hey, honestly, I think this plan sucks, guys. But again, this is not that tactful. It depends on your relationship with your crew. I'm just picturing my crew. You can say it like this. But if it's a crew that you don't know too much, then you can state your truth based on your evidence. You can't just say truth with no evidence. That's not true, right? You stack up your evidence and show why you're delivering your truth. Which again, to me, it's something that's universal and it's timeless. It means that it was true and the same 5,000 years ago, and it's the same now. Essentially, again, universal law. So that's what we consider true and tact. And you know,
I think speaking on the tactfulness too, I think that there's ways to deliver truth or honesty in a kind manner. I think that you can definitely practice kindness with delivering your message, and then that, in a nutshell, is sort of practicing tactfulness, right? It's like I can say, oh, honestly, I didn't really like this, and say it in a nice way, right? Like I don't really like that. Like that's not something that I'm accustomed to, or maybe ways to kind of go around the conversation so that people are not deeply offended and be like, oh, how dare you be rude? That's the thing that I think I have a hard time with, when honesty is considered rude. I think that that's really weird to me. It's like, what do you mean? Like, what do you? I'm being honest with you. I'm not lying to you. I'm letting you know, like, hey, honestly, I don't think that's a great idea. Like, have you thought it through or something like that? And somebody could be like, how dare you tell me that? You're a malcriada. How dare you feel like you could talk to me that way? You know? And it's like, I mean, I'm only sharing the truth with you about how I'm perceiving it as somebody who's outside of your, out of your body, giving you feedback because I care about you, because I know that you have potential to be better, or because I genuinely have some concerns about something. And I think that bringing it up is going to make the experience, you know, better, not just for myself, for you and your anybody else you encounter in the future, which is the goal. It's kind of sort of like we do run a store, but it's almost sort of like getting feedback on one of the products and then him being like, I don't care what, no, and then just completely disregarding, and like it could be an opinion that is valuable. Again, you often talk about this as well, the sources, right? Like obviously you don't want to just believe anything anybody's telling you. Like some people I think are also very rooted on like, well, this is just what I like, and because they like being the negative people in the room, they like being the one that disagrees with everybody, which is kind of like the naysayer, where they like to choose the opposing side every time. Like I think those people to me don't have a certain set of fundamentals that are not rooted truly in honesty. It's more like egocentric, their own particular view because of how they want to feel in power, which to me, that's not a credible source in my opinion. But if I am dealing with people who, you know, from time to time agree and then from time to time disagree, like that's healthy and that's totally normal. Like sometimes he's not going to agree with me. A good thing with us, it's like him and I have very different, some the same, but different music tastes, him and I. I, you know, because of our backgrounds, because of our culture and things like that. But we often meet in the middle, right? And we agree on some genres. And then on some genres, like his is just vastly different. And I'm like, honestly, it's not necessarily my cup of tea, right? But I'm not like bashing his genre all day long. Like that's not like, I don't sit here and tell him, you cannot listen to that, or that's this or that, or nor does he do the same with me and my healing frequencies, for example, that I want to play all the time. So those are the things that like, that's where you can kind of like agree to disagree, and you can be in the same room with somebody that doesn't generally like believe that something is delicious, for example, or appealing to the ear or appealing to the eye, and like you're fine. Like he's entitled to his own reality, views, expectations, perceptions, and so am I. And we're not going to hate each other because of that. We're going to respect our views. We actually have very healthy debates on our own. I think we enjoy this. Like we like to, he often does this where we, so what do you think about that? And what do you think about this? And I often sometimes disagree or agree, or, and I want to believe that it actually makes us have a closer, better friendship relationship. Obviously we are more than just friends, but when it comes to our friendship aspect of our relationship, I want to say that it evolves the more that we allow ourselves to be independent in our thinking.
Yeah, I think that there's almost like two approaches to us hearing the truth. Like, one part of us loves to get that like dopamine released from hearing people just agree.
I agree.
Yeah, like you look like this. This looks great. This looks amazing. And we just like, since we get a dopamine reward, we want to go to those people again. But now weigh that with a person that sometimes tells you how it is with tact. Again, with tact, hurts a little bit, but you know you're gonna get the truth from this person.
Yeah.
Like,
I'd rather be with those.
You'd rather have 1,000 people that say yes to everything, and you get this instant gratification, dopamine release. But you know, deep down, you must know, like, come on, everything can't be that good. Or this one person that, when I want it clear, I'm like, I need it clear, I need the truth. You
like,
go to this person.
What do you really think about
which
this?
One's better? One person, and typically in our lifetimes, if we're fortunate, we get one person, one friend or family member that tells us everything like it is. And maybe this person, like, for many years, like, you know, gone through their own battles where, like, nobody, like, again, the oddball, the peer pressure, right? And now, later on, you may realize, wow, like, you know, when I need like, something, wow, like really I call them. So there's two approaches, again, within these, which is, like, do you want, like, an opinion on some art aspect, which is, like, does this painting look good? And then that's subjective, you know? Like,
or, like, beauty.
Yeah, it's like, oh, did you like this movie? Then the person can be like, I hated it. Cool, you know?
Yeah.
But... or do you want like an objective opinion on like a, say like a business plan or a, I'm planning on executing this way. This person's going to give you objective. Like, do you want objective truth from that is operated by laws?
Yes.
Or do you want a subjective opinion on your outfit?
Like,
right?
Do you want me to address the elephant in the room, or do you want me to keep beating around the bush? I mean, these sayings have existed forever, and I think that most of us don't like when people beat around the bush. It's like, bro, like, you can tell me. Like, you can tell me what you're really thinking. And I think that I'm not certain why we're not, as a society, yet still okay with people genuinely thinking what they're thinking and saying it. Like, honestly, I think this. And often even having the situation where you can, like, if they don't know or they're missing some knowledge, like, educating somebody in the manner, and instead of immediately attacking that person for having that opinion, it's like, why don't you sit there, educate the person if they're missing some data, you know, or something. It's like, hey, you know, you have this opinion, but X, Y, and Z, you know. And it's like, oh, okay, I didn't know that. And guess what? People can change their damn opinion. Like, people, this is something that I think sometimes we don't allow people to do. It's like, some people, we have to remember, we all live in our own worlds up in here, right? So we all have our own perceptions based on our experiences, based on our upbringings, based on our mistakes, and if we've learned from them. If we haven't, then your perceptions are all molded by that. So somebody's truth can be rooted in something truly based on like a simple and sheer innocent ignorance, where it's like, oh, I thought that, I really thought that. But the more we allow people to have their truth and say what they're really thinking, we can sort of help each other grow and be better, or adapt, learn new truths, because you can always change. I'm forever evolving. Like, right now I can be reading this, and then next thing you know, I have some new information that I'm like, oh, my truth about that maybe has sort of molded, you know. I now have more data, so therefore I can speak accurately on something. And I think we should allow people to say sorry, you know, and totally accept sorries, forgive people for saying things. I mean, dang, we live in a world where we take people's like one word or one tweet or whatever that they were genuinely thinking that could be rooted in some innocent ignorance, right? And we just like completely say, no, you suck and you're the worst person on earth, how dare you? And then we just like never ever want to see them again. And like, we are in essence saying people can't make mistakes. You better be perfect before you consider yourself anybody to speak any truths. It's like, that's impossible. Like, who on earth is perfect? If somebody knows anybody that's perfect, please, I tag them in the video. I'd like to know who's perfect. Because no, I don't know anybody that's perfect. People make mistakes. People should be allowed to make the mistakes out loud when they say a truth that maybe not many people agree with. If it's something that needs to be corrected, we should be allowed to correct each other as a society. Again, with tactfulness, kindness. And it should be, we should be in a place where we're like, yo, everybody here is honest. Everybody here can share their opinion, again, with kindness. We're not, you also have some people that genuinely and deliberately want to use honesty as a tool to hurt somebody's feelings. That's manipulation. And that's unkind. We don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to go and tell somebody across the street right now, like, oh, I'm going to go hurt their feelings and tell them that their, I don't know, hair is ugly, for example. Like, why would I go out of my way and do that, right? Like, I'm not going to use that as a tool of harming others either. If it's not rooted in the greater good, which means that, you know, all of the things are being thought out, then why am I going to go and cause harm with something like truth, which is why I think we're not so susceptible to being honest or radically honest, because we've used it as a tool to hurt other people's feelings. And that is never allowed. That's not rooted in the greater good, no, right?
For sure, it's been, like you said, 100% sometimes used with intent to hurt people. And we tend to stay away from people that do that because it's harmful. So then we're like, let me stay away from that truth teller there, maybe. And also if it's delivered without any tactfulness,
though, right? I do say that sometimes there are situations where, you know, you have to tell somebody the truth and you know that truth is going to hurt their feelings.
I think,
but yeah, it's rooted in love, and it's rooted in, like, for the better of everybody, including that person, you know, whether it's their mental health, their physical health. When you're like, yo, I notice that this is a dynamic that we have and it's not healthy for everybody, and this is why I'm expressing this truth to you, again, with tactfulness. It's very similar to, I would do it in the way that I just expressed it now. Like, I'm telling you this because of X, Y, and Z, and I'm telling you this because I think that we can work together, you know, to be better people, to have a better relationship. I'm in mine right now. I have, like, relationships with our parents, which I think a lot of us have been raised to, like, not ever tell our parents how we really feel about something, because we're like, oh, I can't, like, tell them anything because I don't want to be rude, or I don't want to be that child that, like, is malcriada or whatever. So then you sort of don't ever get to speak your truth to them. And then now you're just like, I can't really be who I am. Yeah. Like, who are, do they really love you for who you are? Is it really unconditional? Or is it just, so long as you beat around the bush the whole time, then I love you. So I keep beating around the bush so that I can love you. Like, that's not fair, right, for anybody.
Oh, I know. I think that one aspect that you mentioned earlier, which is the, you know, making a mistake or something due to ignorance, right? I think that the less truthful we are, meaning, say, I put an outfit that looks horrendous, and then everybody keeps telling me that it looks great.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Right? So... as an adult, right? I'm gonna tweak it a little bit, but let's go with an adult that's dressing bad, and his circle.
He can be doing better.
His circle of friends or people around him to not hurt him, say it's great, right? So this is the problem that I have with it. You are preventing the person from evolving, because the person stays in that ignorance, right? We keep him in a bubble, him or her in a bubble, to not hurt the feelings. And yet the person does not evolve, continues to live in this fictitious world that is not real, depending on, like, again, objective laws that somebody that knows a lot about fashion can tell you, right? The source has to be credible. And if the person's able to just share that, you know, instead of bursting the bubble, we tell them the truth, then the person will crash. It'll hurt. The whole thing comes down. But guess what? Now he or she can be reborn and be like, wow, okay, so... let's evolve from this, because I have now been told the truth. So in a company, at work, I know it happens in all environments where there's a bunch of us. If you put a group of, I don't know, I think three or more, we are going to now start diminishing the amount of truth that we want to share, because we don't want to rock the boat. It's like a tribe thing. And I think that in a place like this, like here in Undisputed Principles, or like another favorite author of ours, Ray Dalio, which is a book called Principles, and his company, he values radical truth at the top. So if you come somewhere where you know, hey, we value truth at the top and it's promoted here, then you can be more comfortable, right? And then you can, it leads to progress. Just telling people yes, man, yes, everything does not lead to progress. So that's the trouble that I have with not hurting someone's feelings. Now I want to do a quick switch. Now let's picture a little girl or a little boy that's four years old, and they come with a drawing, right, that they want to show you, and then the drawing is, say, could be better. How do you deliver that? You know, do you deliver like, this drawing is horrendous, or this is where, like, tact comes into play, right?
Well, I think that in this particular case, I want to kind of add to that I think that everything is subjective, depending on, like, maturity levels, age, like, appropriateness based on the person's, like, level of awareness, Like, obviously, if you have a child that's drawing something based on their level of awareness, mm-hmm. then yeah, well, like, wow, that's great for your level of awareness, right? But if I'm dealing with a grown person, right? Like somebody who's like, I'm an adult and I make the laws and I cannot tell them some truth or be honest with them, like, because I can gauge that based on your age and based on where you should be, right, and level of awareness.
Well, yeah, you're an adult. You're accountable.
You're accountable for who you are. I should be able to tell you something, and you should be able to handle it, because according to your big, bad age and your out, you know, exterior and who you present out to be, I should be able to meet you as an adult and say, hey, this is what, or if you're asking me, I should be able to be like, oh, well, I don't necessarily agree on that, or this is what I think about that.
Now, how about this? What this is, so this metaphor, this example is great, because I believe that out in this world, we have a lot of adults in adult bodies, but there's still like a child inside. It's children of in terms of emotional intelligence. We're still most people are still children, including myself in many regards that I'm working through. So then even if you have someone as an adult and you go tell them, hey, yeah, you're drawing sucks, then that child is still under there and still gets hurt. So
it's like it comes down, I think, to emotional intelligence and how people are, we're so susceptible to, you know, taking things so personal in this society as well. Why? Because we were all raised, the majority of us, I don't want to put this like allness out there. Some people had great techniques of parenting from people that raised them, but I feel like the majority of us were raised by parents who were not necessarily the most emotionally intelligent just yet. They were doing whatever they were doing, and therefore they raised us to take things very personal, you know, or raised us beating around the bush, right? Or being one way in front of our family members or another, and then inside closed doors, it was a whole nother story. So then we sort of have been accustomed to beating around the bush, not addressing the elephant in the room, because you want to be comfortable. I don't want to rock things all the time. I don't want to constantly always be fixing things. Like, why can't I just be at peace? But I mean, the reality is that from the truth comes the peace, because then people can actually address what's really needs to be addressed, and we can all learn together, we can overcome, we have a better relationship, and we move on. That person becomes better overall. Like a win-win for everybody.
I think it's interesting because, like, the reason, I think at the core, that we don't want to share a truth that 100% truth with people is because deep down it's rooted in kindness. Like, we don't want to hurt you, right? But also, when you're radically truthful with people, it's also rooted in kindness and love, because I'm seeing something and I cannot condone you continuing to do this. So I'm going to share my truth with you. You don't have to agree with it, obviously, you know? But so both of them are rooted in some sort of kindness and love, but one of them is a crutch, becomes a crutch. It's good in the short term. You're kind, you say yes, everything is fine in the short term, it's good, but long term it's bad.
I think that though they're rooted in love, but I think it kind of comes down to, is it unconditional or conditional love, right? I think that when you are in a dynamic with somebody where, you know what, no matter what I tell you, no matter what you tell me, I know that our love is unconditional, so therefore it's not going to affect the way I see you right after. I think that when it's rooted in conditional love, then that means that, like, my love is dependent on whether or not you beat around the bush, like, or whether or not you tell me the truth about how you really feel in regards to the things that I could be doing better as a person. I think that we have to definitely outweigh that, because then, excuse me, you can have a conditional friendship and unconditional friendships as well, right? So then you can be around people who are your friends, but they will never tell you how they really feel about how you could be doing better X, Y, and Z. So then you stay in that circle for the rest of your life, and then you keep there and nobody's really evolving, but we're all keeping each other safe by beating around the bush here. It's like,
and it's not reality.
Like, rather some friends that are going to be like, honestly, man, you could be doing better, or honestly, like, that shirt, you know, you could probably get another one. I don't, like, you know, things that make you feel better about, that are going to help you be a better person overall, that are going to promote your evolution, that are going to promote your growth, that are going to promote just the greater good and what we're here for.
You know what's interesting that I just thought of? I think that it's interesting how, like, comedians, I always go back to comedians, because, like, you know, they sell out their venues or stadiums, whatever it may be. But what I love about comedians is that we pay to go sit somewhere for someone to tell us the truth in a digestible, tactful, funny way. But it doesn't stop being true. So we go sit there so we can finally cut through the noise and be like, can you tell me like what you really think about me? You know what I mean? In some, to some degree. And that's what they do. Some, for the larger portion of them, I would say. And we gravitate towards that. Why? Because again, truth is like, it's a principle, it's a law. True is true everywhere. So I think that subconsciously or not, we always gravitate towards truth. We may be sedated by some illusion at first, and we may want to pursue some dopamine release or some comfort from lies. But I think ultimately all of us are seeking truth, and again, via truth, through radical truth, with tactfulness, from, again, if anybody shares their truth, you must back it up by evidence and yes. truth. You can't just say, because otherwise, well, number one, you're not going to be perceived as a source of truth or trusted source of information. So whenever you want to say something, you must have almost a whole report.
With a repertoire.
Of your evidence and the reasons why, and it has to make sense. It may not make sense. It may not actually be dismissed as well. But you're always going to be perceived as like, you know, Evelyn or Jan, like they tell the truth, you know? They tell
Hopefully the truth. So. Yeah, right. I would love to. That to me is the ultimate compliment, honestly. Like whenever I've had anybody who considers me a friend and vice versa, where they're like, I know that if I call you, you're going to tell me how it is. That to me is like music to my ears. Like
we'll tell you how it is. Trust us. You message us, talk to us.
And it's not in, I've never in a mean way. I'm just like, I like to be free as a person to like, and I think people that come here and have conversations kind of gauge that as well. And I'm sure him as well, where we're like, well, this is how I think about that. This is what I think about that, you know? And I'm also very open to learning. So I'm not like, I'm not going to be upset if somebody's like, well, you're wrong. You know, it's actually this. Yeah, I actually love when people correct me in that sense, or I'm not scared to ask a question. I'm not scared to tell somebody, okay, can you educate me or tell me more about that? Or I don't know enough. I'm also not afraid to say, I don't know. There's a lot of people who are afraid to even say that part of truth.
That's true.
Which is, I don't know enough about that subject. I actually don't know. I don't know. Let's find out together. Right? We have so many people that don't want to admit that they don't know something, so much so that they're willing to lie that they know it just to still be like, it's kind of like lie to kick it, right? Like, I'm going to lie to keep like cool, you know? I watched that. Like, no, I haven't watched that. Please tell me more. That is a lot more exciting. That's a lot more rooted in truth, right? Yeah. And it's going to create a better bond between you and that person. Let's say about a movie or fucking a song or an album or a cookie or whatever. It's like, honestly, I've never had it before, bro. Like, should I? And then we've had amazing conversations here about, like, I've never had that or I've never done that. Like, actually, I've never, that first time hearing it. And it really, I think, like, I think everybody, you see people, like, if there's any tension in the room, it kind of disappears. Suddenly, there's this, like, awareness in the room that says, I can sort of, like, relax here, and I can say that I don't know, or I can say, honestly, I think I'm wrong about that. I don't know, and I'm not sure about that, or whatever. Like, all of those things are rooted in radical honesty. I can say, I don't know, and you guys should be able to be like, okay, cool, no problem. I do, so let me tell you what I know about it.
I guess, you know, I think that depends on the environment that we're in.
Yeah.
How judgmental people are, and if it's a good environment, then people can be truthful.
Yeah.
Another thing that I think it's very important is when we share our truths, or you want to be radically truthful with people, there's a big difference between, like, being truthful with the intent to convince you to follow my truth, or just sharing my truth for the sake of sharing my truth, and you do what you want with it. So when somebody shares their truth, it doesn't mean, like, we gotta be wary of people that are trying to coerce us or convince us. Do what I'm saying. That's different.
No.
Sharing your truth at the table, like, if there's a plan or a whole movie that you think, honestly, so far it's, like, not good, and you can stand up and back it up with your evidence and say, this is not good because X, Y, and Z, and be able to sit down and have them either dump it in the trash or take on what you said, filter it, and see if it's of value to them. But the best thing is detachment from the truth.
Like, you can still believe what you want to believe, even if we don't believe it.
And because you may become like, you know, it could alienate you a little bit. If, like, every time you go somewhere, like, when you say your truth, you want them to believe it, then that's not something people are going to gravitate towards, because it's their freedom if they want to believe it or not, you know? But I think the virtue is to be truthful, radically truthful, without intent to coerce or convince somebody to believe.
It's like freedom and knowing that you can believe in whatever you want to believe, and it's safe for you to do that you can speak that out, and that you can share it with no intent to do anything. Be open to learning if it is that you make a mistake. Be open to saying, I'm sorry. Be open to saying, I don't know, if whatever you shared is, you know, may have offended somebody or was wrong, you know, inaccurate. We all do that. We can possibly share something that doesn't have enough data because there's so much information out there. You can run into somebody that has more information on that topic than you. So being open for them to like sort of correct you and be like, oh man, I didn't know that. You know, cool. Thank you for sharing and thank you for educating me in that topic. And now guess what? You're never going to forget it because once you know, you know. And then you keep going and now you're adding to your repertoire of truth and honesty. And guess what? The more honest you are, the less things you have to remember.
Yeah, honestly, that's a very
because
good
you
thing.
Don't have to lie to kick it, and you don't have to fabricate stories to 5-7 different people or say that you know something and then you actually turns out you did it and then now you're like just caught in this web of lies, right?
Right.
These sayings exist for a reason because yeah, and then out there for years.
You become you know deep down what you like to kick it, like to hang out, to impress. Mm-hmm. It's good. Like you I think that another good principle is like things that are good in the short term are not good in the long term. So you can lie and somebody might believe you right now. They can't really verify it, right? And it feels good. So you continue to do it because this guy believed you. So maybe that guy too. And then it can explode into like, we've seen cases where this thing gets to a point of like, it gets really crazy. But I think ultimately the main thing is like, when you see us, what you see here is you're going to get, what you see is what you get. And it's true, it's transparent. And is whether it be good or bad, it could be a bad person, but at least you know they're bad all the time, you know? At least you know you're gonna get that. And we trust that. It becomes trustworthy, even for the good or the bad. So that's what we promote because ultimately that's character. Like we build character what by being truthful. That's a big character trait.
Or a rule of thumb I think I would implement too. It's like if you are trying to say something obviously through kindness and tactfulness and you find that you can't, right? That the only thing you wanna say is a completely rooted in like being mean, then you can always stick to the rule that like if it's not nice, don't say it type of thing, or find a better way to convey it. I think that there's also just simple ways to convey it because you can be if you're brave and courageous enough to always be the one that's like, I don't care, I'd rather be the asshole that tells the truth no matter how I say it, or you can again practice tactfulness, or you can pick and choose, you know, who you practice this with as well.
Yeah, also have they asked you personally?
Yes, if
somebody comes for your counsel, then
I personally think I'd rather wait when somebody asks.
Yeah,
I wait for people to ask me, and if you're gonna ask me something, I'm gonna answer you with what I really think.
Yeah,
whatever that may be, even if potentially you disagree, but I'm not gonna like run across the street right now and tell somebody over there like, hey, how you're living your life is not acceptable, you know, like there is those people though, right? And that's okay. Like some of them are doing incredible work with that type of honesty. However, yes, I feel like I guess, for somebody to ask me.
At the very least, you can say, would you like my advice?
Yes.
You know, and then the person's like, no, okay. No more, you know? But anyways.
Somebody to vent to, or do you want me to tell you how I feel?
Right. That's tactfulness. Like I'm engaging. Like I'm putting myself in your shoes. I'm not just gonna vomit all my truth onto you guys, and it just becomes like not likable. Like people typically mm-hmm. want to stay away from that. So.
And sometimes I'll do that with him too, where it's like I'm just venting right now about X, Y, and Z. You know,
because
sometimes I just need to like say it or hear it, and then I'll come to my own conclusions later. And then I'll even tell him later, like, oh, remember that thing I was talking about? I ended up thinking this, you know.
No, that's a whole other episode, which is the way like women in a romantic or, I mean, in friendships, I believe so too. I mean, she's my best friend too. But how, like when women express their concerns, they're not in us men that like to fix things. They're not actually looking for a solution.
They're sometimes not really looking for the truth in that moment.
No,
like
listening.
We're just like, I just needed you to listen to me sort of like ramble and kind of put the pieces together on my own, and then I'll come to, I like to come to my own truth, and then that. But then there's certain things where I'll literally be like, what do you really think about that? You know, like, I really want to know what you think about it. And he'll tell me, he'll tell me whatever that may be. And sometimes it's things that sting, you know, I'm like, oh, I didn't expect that. Well, okay, I guess, I do need to work on that, you know, or whatever it may be. And then vice versa with him. Like, you know, sometimes I'll tell him, hey, I really think that I really want to talk to you about this. And like, you know, this is how I feel about it, and I don't want to offend you, you know, but I really want us to work on it.
No, I think
it really talk about it. And then he'd be like, well, okay, that kind of doesn't hurt my feelings. So it's like being okay to have that kind of conversation where he's like, okay, that does kind of sting a little bit, but like, I totally see where you're coming from,
Yeah, no, I think the way it's about like the way you approach it. I think that in couples, generally speaking, say if the guy does something that's like not up to the expectations of some women, like the women will like bash him, you know? And I think that just, it's not sustainable. Yeah, so like it's about like the body language. Like if I'm going to give her some feedback, like I'll sit next to her and physically like hold her hand. And then like that's different than like saying it when you're walking out the door or something. Like, you know,
and sometimes we do have our moments.
Yeah,
you know,
we'll have it. Trust me, we fall off the wagon.
It depends because it's triggering, you guys. So this is why we talk about things that we know that we both have, like,
yeah, we're talking strictly from what we do
in regards to like triggers that we've had. So then it's like, why am I so triggered by the truth? You know, and then it's like, oh, okay, it's because I grew up, you know, in a situation where I always had to like sort of beat around the bush, and you couldn't really talk back, right? And you couldn't really tell people how you felt, because then it was kind of like, no, I see us, and this is what it is. Yeah. And then it was just like, okay. And then you're kind of sitting there like, but I think this, and I believe this, and you're not like allowed to be. So I think that as, you know, us being in a relationship, it's a very specific dynamic, but we like to talk about the things we've learned within our relationship because it has helped us understand our relationship dynamics and the things that that are fundamental to relationships, not just amorous ones, but also any sort of interpersonal relationship, which we all encounter on a day-to-day basis, even through social media. You're still like interpersonally somehow connecting with something or other. So all of these things to us, I think, are things that have made our relationship stronger. I think that we continue to evolve as people because of these truths that we continue to share with each other, and the tactfulness that we continue to develop, the ways we repair, you know, after we have some sort of like debate that can get a little triggering sometimes because we're very into it.
Ultimately, we're on the same team.
Yeah, like,
we're on the
on your team, I promise.
Yeah, we're on the same side of the table. But I think that, well, just having some thoughts here, I think that if we grew up in an environment such as this one where we can be truthful and it's okay. So if everyone that you work with or you're friends with or in a relationship with, you knew for a fact that they grew up in that environment, I believe that you could just tell them the truth and it wouldn't be a problem. But the reason why I'm theorizing there's a problem with telling the truth is because it's confused with being reprimanded.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Like, you're like...
Because we were reprimanded a lot for telling the truth.
Yeah, in school or even our parents.
Like... Like, don't say that. Don't say that.
Like,
you know, like,
or you're doing that. Don't do that like that. You're doing it wrong. And then
because
it's like,
I said so. And it's like,
and so, yeah. So then when you hear it, maybe
truth is negated.
It may trigger that experience with delivering truth.
Yeah.
But if it was like an open place with no judgment, more like promoting that making mistakes is okay, and then I'm gonna tell you the truth because it's for you to improve, and I care for you, and then you tell the truth. Like if it was primed before with why I'm about to tell you this, not just tell you it and nothing else, no context.
That's what
we're confused, you know?
Feedback versus criticism. I think it's the big confusion. And I remember, like, I have done research on this and, like, pulled up charts on Google, and it's like, what is the difference? Because there is a difference. There's criticism where, like, every time you walk in through the door, I'm like, no, I don't like this about you and this and that or whatever. And it's like, what? Like, are those things actually fundamental to my growth as a human, or is it just because you want to share your opinion about things all the time? Or like, or is it truly like you're giving me like feedback because you're concerned about like, hey, I really do think that this, that we could be better, or that this part, this thing right here, you're affecting your health or your mental health, or I don't know if that path that you're choosing, you know, this is what I think about it because I care and love you. Feedback is usually more like because I care and love you. Criticism is usually like criticona, right? Like I'm just criticizing everybody that walks by, and I'm just like, oh no, I don't like it. No, I'll fail or whatever. That's criticona. That's not feedback. That's criticism. And they're very different. Feedback at the INB is like, think rooted in love, and usually is very, you know, I think when you're giving feedback, because you can have tact with feedback. And I think, you know, when it's criticism, there's constructive criticism too, which is like sort of, I think, more on the feedback side, or criticism that is just like, you just want to criticize people for who they are and just like no reason. Like, give you my opinion, you know, because who cares? It's like, no, there's criticism and feedback, and they're both rooted in some aspect of some truth, but one of them, I think, is rooted in the greater good, and one of them's rooted in ego and just because somebody wants to be right.
Yeah, that's good to know the difference between those two. But also, understanding the degree of your friendship or relationship. If you're like on the outside, an acquaintance or so, then you, I would advise to wait to be invited for the truth. But if it's your, like your boy or like a girl that you've known for like for a long time, I think you have the freedom to be like, hey, I love you and I want to tell you this, man, like friend. Yeah. Or even anything else. Like, you yeah. can jump in through all those hoops, the rings, not wait for be invited. But I think we're afraid to lose that friend by yeah. telling them the truth. But again, this goes back to the hierarchy of values. We put truth at the top. Maybe that person puts truth at number 10, and you have it at number 1. So there's a discrepancy
there. And
that
tells you a lot about the friendship, like, yeah. right? So now you know how to handle that friendship. Now you know that, okay, this is not a particular, because then there's tiers, I think, in the type of relationships that we have with people. It's like, oh, okay, cool. This is maybe just my friend that I hang out and eat burgers with on Thursdays. You know, it's not my friend that I go and, like, really have like deep conversations with, because I know that that's not, based on what I can tell, they're not really gonna perhaps give me the feedback I need to, I don't know, problem solve or give me some counsel of some sort. Because I think as humans, we're constantly giving each other counsel.
No, yeah, we're,
you know,
social.
Reviews on anywhere. It's like we're counseling
we're
each other,
here
like
for each
buy
other.
This soda. It's because we're giving counsel. Like, this is why you should get this pen, right? We love to counsel and teach each other. So you have people who are gonna be counsel in good and counsel and like, hey, yeah, bro, like you should try this over here, and it's not actually good for you. So then, yeah. like, truly, truly observe and see what kind of truths you're around, and if they're rooted in the greater good, if they're rooted in your good as a human, in your good for the overall whole that we're all a part of on a day-to-day basis. And I think that that's like a good marker to a good indicator on like, okay, yeah, this is where that's at. Like, I want to share a little bit about, like, even I love how he mentioned, like, hey, I want to tell you this, and I love you, and we're on the same team, you know, but I want to tell you this, and I don't want you to take it in a way that is, like, that you think that I don't love you because I'm sharing this, or because, or that I don't like you or disapprove of you.
Priming,
I just want to share this with you. I've done this a lot with my mom, too. I think that my mom also wasn't accustomed to, you know, feedback or you know, being told some truths, and being her daughter, that, of course, this hierarchy of, like, how dare you? You're my daughter, right? Like, and I'm now an adult. And so when I want to talk to my mom about things now, you know, as I've evolved, I try to do that as much as I can. Like, hey, mom, I want to share this with you, but I want you to remember that I'm always on your team. I want you to remember that, you know, I love you, and this is not like judging you as a person. You say this a lot, where it's like, I'm not judging you, you know, you as a person. It's just your behavior that I want to talk about, or I just want to give you feedback about, you know, how we handle these things, you know, now that I'm older, X, Y, and Z. And I find that every time I premise it that way, or I tell her, like, hey, we're on the same team. Remember, like, I love you and I'm on your team. Like, I don't hate you. I think you're great. I just want to share this with you because I think it'll help us all, you know, myself, my siblings, my whatever, my dynamic. And I find that that there's like an ease with that, that it's like, oh, okay. And then suddenly, like, she perceives what I'm saying with a whole nother lens. As opposed to her thinking, like, why are you criticizing me again, right? It's like, oh, okay, cool. Like, no, I get why you're telling me that, and I know that you're telling me because you love me.
Yeah, no,
you
know? Definitely.
And that's
delivery
where it should be.
Is tact. It's all that.
It should be like, I know you're telling me because you love me and you want to see me be better. And we usually know when that's the case, because when you really, you yourself, filter that information, you realize, like, wow, yeah, is she lying to me about that? Could I be better about that? Wow, yeah, could that make me have a better day or a better life? Oh, yeah. But again, filter truth from somebody that's just like criticizing and being rude and mean. And it's like, is that really rooted in something that I need to change for me to whatever? No, okay. That kind of how he says, like, you can filter those and make your own decision, right? Mm-hmm. Follow your own values and truths from there as well.
I think, yeah, we definitely advise to, well, this is how we live our lives, by placing truth at the top. And I think, like you mentioned earlier, you don't have to remember anything.
Okay.
Because I think that, how tiring, you know, like, you have to be like this and then have to make up the other stuff for later with that group. And then, so imagine just breaking those chains, right?
And just being yourself in a room.
And yeah, yourself, like, is good. You have your...
Fine.
I think that the first thing would be to, like, hone in on your values. Like, what are the things that you value the most? Act accordingly with those values. And what you say, think, and do are all congruent. And that congruency, that harmony, feels really good. It's not in the short term, but it feels very good on the long term. And we're all about long term
here.
So
say that there's also an importance of character, right? You mentioned this even through
Ray
Dalio.
Yes.
Talks about, like, obviously radical honesty, yeah, but but also character is very, very important. It's not just like, oh, radical truth, but you know, who are you?
So this would be.
You got to look at the person, right? And be like, is that truth? When I look at you, does it correlate with who you are as a person, or are you telling me some radical truth about, you know, health or something, but yet you are not necessarily living by that truth? I don't know.
Yeah, you have to make sure that, like, for sure, the sources are credible. Like, is this a trustworthy?
And they live by that.
That takes time. So, like, again,
when
we look at the comments from, like, on social media, like, get there's 50 good ones and one bad one, and we look at the bad one, it's like, but you don't even know the person. Like, look at their, like, and just generally speaking, the person that makes the bad comment is probably, like, somebody that I would argue not that influential in the field of work that you may be in. So it's good to gauge that. And not get offended right away. But yeah, no, I think ultimately our goal here, our overall, like, long-term and infinite goal is to be people of character and master ourselves, really master ourselves while we're here in this short trip on earth. Yeah. For
practice what you preach.
So, and then one of the traits is tell the truth and be truthful so that you add it to your character repertoire, right? Because the whole picture is character. So we have multiple different character traits that we'll talk about, but for sure we felt like today was truth was going to be the one that we wanted to talk about.
Yeah, we've been wanting to talk about it for a while, and it's a good one. And I think that you'll feel good, I think, knowing that at least when you come here to our store, you can come in and you can talk about your truths, and then hopefully you can start attracting people that allow you to be who you are, that you can share your opinions with, and not gonna, you know, write you off and, you know, say, oh, I'm gonna cancel that person, I'm not hanging out with them. It's like, no, I think that we should be allowed to tell people how we feel, especially if we love them or care about their well-being, which if you care at all about principles or how connected we are as people, you should care about the well-being of everybody, right? Your neighbor and whoever else. And so if I cannot express to you my care as a fellow human being, then what is my use? Right?
Yeah, it's not sustainable. So, like,
why can't I tell you, hey, this is how I feel about, you know, that?
All right. So, yeah, that's it, guys and gals. We're going to wrap up with that. Just to sum it up, be radically truthful with tactfulness. Understand the layers.
Practice what you preach.
Right. Understand the layers of the relationship. Make sure that you're invited in some cases to give your radical truth. And in other cases, it's okay to burst through that door and tell somebody you love the truth.
Like, hey, about this is how feeling. I feel about this. And I hope that you can still love me even though I say this.
Yeah. And let us know what you think about it.
It's okay, by the way.
Yeah,
if people don't
be detached.
Yeah,
100%.
Like, oh, okay, cool. Well, at least I said what I had to say.
And let us know what you think about this topic. We love your feedback as well. Okay.
Help.